This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you individuals, to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you once again. And before we begin, as always, we would suggest to you that there exists this opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you might refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as well, the information that you receive during that interaction, although it may not be readily available to you to have a total recall of that interaction, nonetheless, we assure you that it does occur, and as well, in your so-called day-to-day activities, there can be what you might refer to as intuitive suggestions that are a result of that interaction, of your expressing the desire to have that spark of consciousness that you are, be more available or aware of your creation process in your so-called awakened conscious state. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and to shift into that meditative state and to be involved in that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, once again, you exist in this vibrational level by choice. You create your reality through your choices and decisions, through your belief systems, how you think and feel. You choose to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand your creation process, not only in your awakened conscious level, but in varying degrees through all of the levels of consciousness that you exist in while you continue to be involved in this vibrational level. And you do so because you choose to be involved in a process that, because you don't consciously understand the creation process, you had the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that is not possible for you to experience in the other so-called vibrational levels or other existences that you have and do have the opportunity to be involved in. Your reality is a reflection of your belief systems. You choose to be here, you limit your capacity to understand. It's really that simple. You go to great lengths to make it more complicated, but it's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and of those things that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, for many, there's involvement in reality creations and experiences that you would question in your awakened consciousness state if that's something that you truly desire. realities, day-to-day activities that you're involved in, that you would, once again in your awakened consciousness state, hold as being less than desirable, and therefore would question that it's your choices, that it's your creation, and that at some level of your consciousness you're actually rejoicing in that creation process. A difficult concept to grasp in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Absolutely, we understand that, but nonetheless, the reality is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. One of the things that you can't alter, one of the things that you can bank on if you wish, is that you are the creator of the reality that you experience. Whether it's a reality that you find desirable or less than desirable, it's still a reality that you choose to create, that validates your belief systems, that's based upon your choices, that's a validation of what you desire. As difficult as that may be to grasp, you are so much more than what you perceive in your so-called awakened consciousness state. So much more. And that as well becomes difficult to grasp, particularly when you're involved in a creation process, once again, that you find less than desirable, and that you allow to consume so much of your awakened consciousness thought process. Thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions, influence your belief systems, and therefore influence your reality and your creation process. And we've suggested that you're entering into an era, if you wish, in which you shall have the opportunity to consciously influence and create your reality. Not only shall, but do. You see, that opportunity is available in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called history, in your past, because you chose to limit your ability to create your reality consciously. You chose to put in place an energy that made it difficult for you, not impossible, but more difficult for you to consciously influence and create your reality. And you have altered that as a human consciousness. You have altered that energy that allows you to consciously influence your reality. And so when you're involved in a creation process, you, once again, are experiencing a reality that you find less than desirable, it's important that you understand that we have never suggested that as you enter into this new age and new energy, and you have the capacity to influence your reality consciously, that it would always be what you might refer to in your awakened consciousness state, a very desirable reality. Once again, right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept, does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The spark of consciousness that you are validates your belief system, gives to you that which you desire, and does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and does so joyously, without judging as whether it's right or wrong. The right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness judgment and concept that you apply. You apply because it allows you to validate your so-called societal belief systems. It allows you in your awakened consciousness state to put in place the limitations and the borders that allow you to interact and to function, to give you what you might refer to as that desire of its existence, that positive experience as opposed to the negative, or less the desirable realities. So you put in black those limitations. Absolutely, you put in black the societal belief systems that influence your reality, that influence your so-called awakened consciousness experiences. But your individual belief systems are within your capacity to alter much easier than your other belief systems. And in this new age, in new energy, your thoughts and feelings influence your belief systems, your attitudes, which once again is a reflection of the reality that you experience. And so when you're involved in these so-called negative realities or these less than desirable realities, and you dwell on the negativity, you dwell on the aspects of your existence that you hold as important, you once again influence the belief systems and the spark of consciousness that you are. It gives to you that which you desire. The spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief systems. The belief systems in this new age and new energy, once again, can be influenced consciously. And when you begin to influence your reality and your belief systems consciously, it's once again followed certain patterns or creation processes. How you think and feel. Your choices, what it is that you desire, your imagination and your expectation to bring certain experiences into your awakened consciousness state. So it's important that you understand that in this new age and new energy where you choose to consciously create your reality, that the reality that you experience does not necessarily in your awakened consciousness state have to be a desirable reality for that spark of consciousness that you are to rejoice in the creation of that reality. That's a difficult concept to grasp. We understand that absolutely. Accepting that you are the creator of each and every element and each and every experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state can be a difficult concept to grasp. Ironically, when it's a very good experience, it's much easier for you to grasp that belief system or to accept the responsibility for the reality that you are experiencing. But it's when it's a less than desirable experience, then it's much more difficult for you to accept that responsibility. And yet only through the acceptance of the responsibility can you alter the reality. If you don't accept the responsibility, if you would suggest that it's simply a fact that's beyond your capacity to control, then the spark of consciousness that you are will validate that reality. And you may or may not have what you in your awakened consciousness state would experience as a desirable reality. When you don't accept responsibility, then it means that it's beyond your control. And if it's beyond your control, then you have a difficult, if not impossible, task to influence it and control it consciously. Not only consciously, but from whatever other level you desire, through various techniques that you attempt and experience in a meditative or altered state of consciousness. If you hold the belief that you're not in control, the stock of consciousness that you are validates the belief system without judging as it rattles along. And you will have all types of experiences that you can point to and say, there, I told you I was not in control. There's some other energy that's been influencing my reality. You can have that. You see, we're not suggesting for an instance that one particular method or technique or one belief is any more beneficial than any other, that is any more right or wrong than any other. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you choose to believe you're not in control, that's not a right or wrong judgment. Absolutely not. You may, in your awakened consciousness state, have some type of judgment on that type of a belief system. But the stock of consciousness that you are, once again, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates that which you choose to believe. You know, that's what you choose to believe. Then go for it. It's not right or wrong. The consequences are that you will experience realities to validate belief systems that you're not in control. And you can have that, absolutely. If you choose to believe that you are existing in this reality because you have been put here for some purpose, and that the realities that you've experienced are beyond your capacity to control, then you can have that reality. Absolutely. It's your choice. It just becomes very difficult as well then to accept that you can influence your reality consciously. It becomes very difficult to accept that the thoughts and feelings that you have and the beliefs that you hold are indeed reflected in the reality you experience. The reality you experience validates desires that you hold. We suggested in the past that it could be beneficial for you to know what it is that you desire. Because through your desire, then you can utilize your imagination as to what it would be like to experience that in this reality. And then you can bring it into the reality, providing that you have the expectation that you do have the capacity to create it and to bring it into the reality. Providing that you do have the expectation that you are deserving to experience such a reality, then you can have it, not only can, but do. That's the irony of what we express to you, is that you not only can, but do have that which you desire. You not only can, but do alter your belief systems to alter your reality. You not only can, but do influence your belief systems from your thoughts and feelings and your choices and your decisions. The irony of it is that each of you, without exception, creates your reality through that manner. Each of you, without exception, exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. Each of you, without exception, are the God you search for. And each of you, without exception, is a spark of consciousness that is no more and no less than any other spark of consciousness that exists throughout all of creation. You are all that is. You can't change that. You can, however, change your reality. If you change your belief systems, you will change your reality. Now that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. We suggest that it's belief systems as opposed to a simple belief. You see, you may be experiencing a less than desirable reality. And you look at that reality and say, well, I don't believe that I deserve that, or I don't believe that I want that reality. I don't wish to hold that belief. And so you utilize your imagination to attempt to bring into this reality an alternate type of experience. You attempt to change that which you desire. That's one belief that you hold as being responsible for that reality that you're experiencing. But that one reality interacts with a multitude of other belief systems and beliefs within the belief system to come into its creation. It's not just the one belief, but a combination of belief systems and beliefs within belief systems that's responsible for your reality experience. You have your human consciousness belief system. Once again, that's very difficult for you to alter. You have your societal belief system. You have your individual belief systems. And there's interactions between those belief systems and combinations of beliefs within those belief systems that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. Conscious creation of positive experiences and positive realities is very difficult to achieve if, number one, you don't believe that you're in absolute control, and number two, you don't, for some reason, expect that you have the capacity to bring that reality into existence. Expectation of the creation process is one of the most difficult aspects for some to experience in various areas, and it alters from individual to individual. Some individuals may have absolutely no difficulty in achieving abundance in their reality because they expect that they have that capacity to create that reality. And so abundance is not an issue. However, they may have very difficult issues regarding relationships. Because you see, that involves other elements of beliefs and belief systems in the creation process. They may have difficulty in achieving health issues, for example. Because again, that involves different beliefs and belief systems. While that particular individual may have absolutely no difficulty in achieving abundance of relationships. And we can go on and on with all types of different examples. But each of you can look at other individuals that you interact with and suggest, well, that individual has no difficulty in achieving their abundance. But wow, they are so unhappy because they don't have any relationships that give them any type of enjoyment or commitment or the feeling of belonging. The feelings that come with a sense of being loved and being involved in loving situations. And that there can be another individual who has absolutely no problems with the relationship aspect, but has difficulty in achieving the abundance. Because you see, for them, abundance is difficult. For them, abundance is a reality that's beyond their capacity to grasp and to change. You see, for them, money is real. Relationships you can work on because that's simply an expression of your personality. But money, now that's real. That's outside of simply altering that which is within inside each of you. And all of you have that capacity and can look at different individuals and say, yeah, that individual has no problem with this part of creating the reality, but they do have difficulty with this part. It's because of different beliefs within belief systems. What do you believe? It's because of different expectations and because of different desires. It's because of choices and decisions that are made. It is because of the thoughts and feelings of the different individuals. Invariably, when you speak to someone who seems to be achieving a very desirable reality, and you ask them to express their thoughts and feelings regarding that creation or that particular experience that seems to come so easy to them in their day-to-day activities, and they will tell you that it's easy. It's not a hard thing to do at all. It's easy. I don't even have to think about it. It just occurs. Because you see, they expect it to come into their reality. They believe that that's something that they deserve. They understand that it's not a difficult aspect to achieve. But for the elements of the reality that they find difficulty in achieving, it's an entirely different aspect. Oh, now that's more difficult. There I have trouble achieving and creating. And it's because of beliefs within belief systems. Holding something up as being important when it really is an illusion can influence the reality you experience in what you might refer to as a negative experience in your awakened consciousness state. Allowing yourself to become emotionally upset or involved over an issue that may or may not have a relevance in your overall existence or life experience can have a negative impact upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Even your scientists now understand that negativity in your thoughts and feelings influences certain elements within your body that allow you to experience what you would refer to as less than desirable realities. When you're involved in a reality, a day-to-day activity, you, once again, create the entire experience. You, in conjunction with others, are involved in that creation process. Each of you agrees to participate. You can be involved in a reality that for one individual can cause all types of anxiety, can cause one to feel very upset with the events and the experience of those events that they're involved in the creation process of. It's important to grasp that concept, that you're involved in that creation process. And there can be another person who agrees at some level of your consciousness, once again, to be involved in and to create a similar experience, to be involved in that exact interaction, and yet have an entirely different reaction. One can be what you might refer to as a negative reaction, the other one a positive reaction. The positive reaction influences the energy that exists within your body. The positive reaction influences the DNA and the energy that surrounds the DNA. The negative energy that you experience as a result of a negative experience, or what you might refer to as a negative experience, even though it's exactly the same interaction as that other individual who took it as a positive experience. The negative experience as well influences the energy that surrounds you, D and I. Releases different chemicals into your physical body. So the one that has a negative impact upon your existence, not only your mental. You see, so many in your awakened consciousness state have a tendency to believe that your consciousness exists somehow in your mental being. And it's not really that way. Your consciousness exists in each and every cell of your entire being. Your consciousness at some level exists within each and every cell of your entire universe. And so when you have that negative response, it's not just something that's happening and occurring within your so-called mental capacity, but rather it's a negative experience that's affecting each and every cell of your entire being. Conversely, when it's a positive experience, or you take a positive spin off it, or at least you take off a neutral spin, you don't allow it to be a negative interaction or experience, but rather at least once again a neutral or even more beneficial, a positive experience, then you have once again that experience and that emotion, not only in your mental capacity, in what you seem to, in your awakened consciousness state, comprehend to be your conscious state, that somehow is limited to your mental capacity, but rather it's experienced in each and every cell of your entire being. It influences the energy that surrounds your DNA. It brings into what you might refer to a negative or positive experiences as a result of the alteration of that energy that surrounds your DNA. And it's reflected in the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so when you're involved in an interaction, nothing wrong. It's involved in interactions in your so-called traffic experiences, and many times has these negative impulses and attempts to put it off and to try to make it a positive spin. When you're involved in that particular traffic situation, understand that you choose to be involved in that situation. And when you look at it from a negative point of view, then the reactions that you have influence your physical body. Not only that, but they create more of those negative experiences, because the thought of consciousness that you are validates the belief system that you hold. And so you're involved in this negative traffic situation and you respond in a negative way. Oh, look at that jerk cutting me off. The thought of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation of that experience. And you validate the belief system. And you continue to create and to have those experiences. And they influence your physical being. And the result is in what you might refer to as negative experiences beyond the traffic incident. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. Now, conversely, when an individual is involved in traffic situations, and looks at it from a positive point of view, looks at it as the other entity is indeed not attempting to cause any type of difficulty, but rather just simply going about their day-to-day activities. Ironically, the interactions that you have with other entities in your so-called traffic situations take on a whole different meaning, and the negative experiences begin to disappear. You begin to have positive interactions, and you begin to have a positive influence upon your physical being. And this spark of consciousness that you all are once again rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. A very simple example that you can apply to all of the elements and to all of the activities that you're involved in your day-to-day creation process. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Your reaction is a result of your choice. Your reaction influences the energy that surrounds your DNA and influences the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. We've suggested many times that contained within your DNA are a multitude of thousands of possibilities. Your scientists are beginning to recognize that there are certain traits, if you wish, that if they can find it in one DNA that has the capacity to be responsible for certain health issues, that particular trait can be found in other DNAs and it's a duplication, because those entities have chosen to put in place certain belief systems at levels of your consciousness many times that are outside of your awakened consciousness state, have chosen to put in place in the DNA the potential to experience certain realities. And we utilize and we use that health issue as simply an example. And your scientists are beginning to realize as well that your thoughts and feelings, that your attitudes influence the DNA. Ironically, they don't influence the DNA. They influence the energy that surrounds your DNA in each and every cell. And as you alter the energy, you alter those particular elements of your DNA from going from something that's a possible experience for you to have in your awakened consciousness state to a probable experience to bring into your reality, to validate the belief that you are influencing by your choices and by your thoughts and by what it is that you desire and by what it is that you expect to bring into your reality by your thoughts and feelings. You are influencing the energy that surrounds the DNA and turning from possibilities into probabilities, or conversely, from probabilities into possibilities, and influencing the reality you experience in your day-to-day activities. All of it, not just some aspect of it, but your entire reality is a reflection of the belief you hold. Your entire reality is your creation. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Your experience in this vibrational level is really that simple. It really is. You choose to make it difficult to validate the belief system that you're not in control. You put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. This incarnational period that you were involved in, that in your awakened consciousness state you hold as being all that you conceive to be ever possible, is but a small and minute part of who and what you truly are. You are here by choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of your belief systems. The choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state that influence your thoughts and feelings and have an influence upon your belief systems help to validate that which you desire to bring into this reality, that which you imagine, and to validate your ability to have the expectation to create the reality that you would find as being desirable. Your choice, your decisions. If you choose not to believe that, once again, there's not a judgment of whether that's right or wrong. If you choose not to have those beliefs that you are in control, then you will indeed experience realities that validate the belief. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. Many times it's more comforting to blame someone else or something else as being responsible for your reality. You see it all the time in your so-called sports endeavors, where one will suggest that some other entity had a hand in their being victorious, and the other entity blames someone else or something else for their failures. It's a choice. You can have that if you wish, and you will again experience realities that validate the belief system. There are also some of those who are involved in sports who accept the full responsibility for their reality creation process, who accept that the reality that they experience is a result of what it is that they desire, that they believe is possible. And quite frequently, they become the stars, if you wish, of the sporting fields that they choose to be involved in. The irony of it is that when they alter that belief, for whatever reason, other influences that are involved in their so-called day-to-day activities that influence their perspective of who they are, their ability to continue to dominate their so-called chosen sport, can be taken away in a heartbeat. Because they change their belief. Change your belief, you change your reality. It's really that simple. The change can be from what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state to be from positive to negative, or from negative to positive. The spark of consciousness that you are doesn't really care, doesn't like that judgment. Simply validates the belief you hold, gives to you that which you desire, and rejoices in the creation process from a position of absolute, unconditional, and non-judgmental love. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusionary validation of the beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would come back and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. We would bid you farewell with love and with peace.